This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado incomes are growing at the second fastest rate in the nation. The Bureau of Economic Analysis finds personal income up about 6%. Economist Andrew Friedson with CU Denver says tourism remains fairly strong even during the pandemic.
Because many of the activities that people are looking to come to Colorado and do, they can do in the open air. So if they're looking for a place to go, this is potentially viewed as slightly safer.
Incomes in Colorado's oil and gas industry are also up, driven by higher oil prices. Students in Jefferson County who are unvaccinated and participate in after-school activities no longer have to get regular COVID tests. A county health mandate has expired, and school board president Stephanie Schooley says it wasn't effective.
The ones that are taxing a significant amount of staff time, tests, resources, et cetera, for a 1.09% positivity rate, it's not a substantial benefit to our community.
Some students in Commerce City are switching to remote learning this week. COVID cases there have increased more than 350% over the past 2 weeks. While classes are remote, meals for students will be delivered to other locations. Colorado Springs Utilities will begin building a citywide, state-of-the-art fiber network this year. The plan is to enable multi-gigabit high-speed internet connectivity to every home and business in the city. The agency says this new infrastructure will meet its own needs, but will also allow it to lease excess fiber to internet providers. The first access for customers is expected next year, with completion of the entire project by 2028. A vigil on Sunday remembered pets that were lost in the Marshall Fire. Some 50 pets who ended up at the Humane Society of Boulder County now are mostly in homes or waiting for their families to find a place to stay. This is CPR News and KRCC.